Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. You're listening to Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Dave, thanks for joining us this week and every week for your wellness radio. We've been doing this for over a decade, and we are very, very happy.
More than a decade.
Oh, yeah. And every time you choose to come in and listen to us, every time you share it with your friends or family, by using the KXORadio.com podcast, go to Let's Talk About It, click on it, and share away.
Yes.
Every time you do that, you're making your community a little bit better, because that's what we do. Every week we come in and we do wellness radio.
And also, the podcast can also be used as a resource. So if you need more information on our services that Behavioral Health offers, you can scroll down, click on Let's Talk About It, and you'll listen to all these different topics that we have here at Behavioral Health.
Yeah. Now, we got a great show. We're getting plenty of time for everybody to, you know, this is a fantastic show. I'm really excited about this one. We are joined today by the Imperial County Behavioral Health Wellness Center Superstars. Well Center? Well Center Superstars.
Wellness.
Wellness Center Superstars.
Yes. Tongue tie there.
I'll mess this up the rest of the show. Congratulations.
We still love you.
Yeah, why not? Bring down the anxiety. That's how I do it. We are joined by Sergio Alberti, who is the teacher of the program, the music program. And we have some special guests today. We have Jessica and Cecilia, who are performers, and we're going to be able to hear from them a little bit later as they go on. Welcome aboard, ladies.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Good to hear you. Now, Sergio, I want to jump in on this. You know, Mike Horn, former director of behavioral health, gets a hold of you and has a gig for you. That's kind of the way he told the story anyway. What did he want you to do, and why you?
Well, when I went to see Mike, I bluntly asked him how the music classes, you know, if that department was still alive. And he said, barely. And so I said, okay, do you need me? And he said, yes, I think we can use a person like you. He knew about my background as an entertainer, not only in Vegas, but in Japan, several other countries. We came to an agreement. He said, if you pick up that music department, I'll raise you in 6 months. Mm-hmm. 3 days later, he calls me and he says, I raised you already. So I said, really, I haven't even started. And he says, that's okay. I have a vision, and Mike
is
a visionary. I mean, it's a person that saw something that could be done, fortunately, we have accomplished great results. I mean, tremendous results with the approach that we're using.
Yeah. So you were a musician. You were a professional musician in Vegas, in Japan. And
yeah.
What did you do out there?
Well, first of all, I headlined a lot of shows at the Taj Mahal. At the time, Mr. Donald Trump was the owner.
Wow, congrats.
He welcomed us. He welcomed us. He said, hey, welcome aboard. You know, I was at the Taj Mahal, Atlantic City. And in Vegas, of course, we did open a lot of casinos there. We built sort of like a Latin show, English-Spanish thing, playing the baby grand, the trumpet, singing in both languages, and having a couple of dancers around.
Nice. How'd you end up in the valley?
Okay, I got an offer from...
So it's a really serious bad turn from Vegas, frankly.
You know, Atlantic City, you know, Vegas.
Everybody asked me the same question.
Imperial County.
From Vegas to El Centro. I mean, my answer is that I was offered by my family, which they live in Mexico, and they wanted to set up a recording studio with a whole building and bamboo floors and all the acoustic details. So that's why I came to the valley, because across the border we had this tremendous building there with a recording studio and everything. That's how I ended up here. But then things changed, and I ended up right here. And people tell me as well, everything was focused on your shows, the lights, the girls dancing, and what's the big change? How do you feel about the big change? And it's been a tremendous, tremendous rewarding experience for me. Just for the first time, I am in front of a community that I saw it was in big need of real music. That would uplift their spirits and their self-esteem.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.